Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today's message is part two of the message I started yesterday about honesty in medicine. And I was talking about this very interesting doctor, Dr. Leanna Nguyen. Continuing on, she's making full disclosure about everything she does and what she gets paid for it. She says the patients often ask her why she's giving them the conflict-free speech. And I think it brings to light that many patients are not aware that doctors take money from drug and device makers or that they have arrangements that might draw into question their clinical decisions. And this is why the issue is so important. Most medical consumers are just not aware of the things that can go wrong when they interact with the medical community. And if we can make them a little more cautious about some things, they will get hurt less often. Dr. Nguyen discloses a lot about herself and not just her finances on her website. She receives 55% of her income from patient care in the form of a salary and bonus based on her academic activities. Research generates 40%, and the rest comes from speaking fees and royalties related to her book and other writings. She's never smoked, and she criticizes the sick care system in which, quote, we design fancy marble staircases in our hospitals, but we don't train our staff members to respect basic human dignity. We make our patients undress in a time that is scary and vulnerable, but don't ask our doctors to share even the most basic information about themselves. Some of her colleagues claim that payments from drug companies or personal habits are none of a patient's business, but she insists that these things are, and I agree with her. Still others argue that many doctors collaborate with manufacturers in the interest of better science. Well, if this is indeed the case, then why is there such a reluctance to be honest and transparent about it? And then there are those who argue that the time with patients is already so limited and the patients are not interested in these things. And this just is so upsetting to me. It's the paternalistic response that we've come to expect from so many members of the medical profession. In any case, I think the patient can decide whether or not this information is interesting, and it should be the doctor's duty to disclose it. My guess is that more patients would pay attention to it if this information were readily available, and I think eventually doctors or patients would look for doctors who didn't have conflicts of interest, and if they would figure that if a doctor would fail to disclose, they must have something to hide. Well, Nguyen is committed to going forward and building her website, but the cost is expected to be high. And the interesting and difficult part about this is that the usual source of funding for such things, drug and device makers, are not behind this at all. But she says, quote, I feel very passionate about making a difference in medicine, and at least I can do my part. Well, as I mentioned yesterday when I started this message, it would be very nice if the medical profession, and in fact all professions that are faced with this type of issue, conflicts of interest, et cetera, would clean up its own act, and it wouldn't have to come from outside, or it wouldn't have to come from consumers just making such a scene about it and dropping out of the system and changing doctors and firing doctors and all that sort of thing. It would be great if doctors would fix this on their own. I don't have a lot of confidence that that's going to happen, but little things like this make a difference, and I really hope this woman is successful in spreading the word about this, and perhaps more groups starting like this would be a good idea. So anyhow, that's all for now. Have a great day and a great weekend, and I will speak with you again on Monday.